Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, I would just echo what the guy said first. Probably the most common thing I think that is hidden is what people don't really know, and they hide behind ambiguous language and, you know, fancy sayings and proverbs and mystical stuff. And it's really just a way to hide that they don't really have the skill that they're talking about. And even the ones that do have a level of skill where they can demonstrate, it's usually, you know, with a very compliant person or a person that's really not, you know, you catch them falling down for the person, all that kind of yep. stuff. So
that's one of those where the bigger problem is that where they're trying to fool people now and using, and that's the one I was talking about, where they're that kind of a deal. They're using the situation that's been created by the senior masters, hiding it to basically manipulate the public. And then there are sometimes this compliance where people just are so used to working with the people they're working with and not pushing themselves, challenging themselves, trying to do anything else, that they kind of get into a routine of, okay, he brings this, I do that. And then they don't even realize they're doing it. Fortunately, that one happens a bit less than the people who are kind of trying to put on a show and sort of faking it. The bad news is that the people that get compliant like that or doing that kind of thing and they don't realize they're doing it, have a bigger problem, because the person who's faking it, at least if it's ever serious, they know they've been faking it. And so they have the intelligence to deal with that situation a little better, versus if they really think that they're not and they've been overly compliant and things that have been going on are overly compliant like that. They can really find themselves in a world of hurt because they were surprised by what happened next. Sorry, go ahead.
For the other side to that, as far as if people think that people don't do that, they don't withhold information. It's not that they don't know, they do know, but they just don't want to teach it. You know, I spent over a decade in a really good Kung Fu school, and I learned some pretty awesome stuff through the Shaolin, traditional Shaolin and Trin Fa and all that kind of stuff training. But I mean, he flat out told us. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a similar personality to him, and we clicked right away, and I had a rougher upbringing, so I already had kind of a fighter mindset, and so I was in the inner circle. But he would flat out tell us, I mean, the 90% of students pay for the 10%. When you saw him interacting with other people, the kind of tips they would get, the kind of instruction they would get, the kind of attention they would get, it just was completely different. And so I saw it because I was on the inner side, and it's like, well, yeah, what he's giving us and what he's giving those people is very, very different. Yeah. And you had to kind of earn your way into that circle, or you got nothing, you know. And people were there for a long time, and they really thought they had the same art. And it was sad, because then at some point they realized that they didn't get the same art. They got some of the same movements, perhaps, but the intensity and the intention and all those other things, they just were lacking. So.
Everybody on this call is a clear Tai Chi instructor, and as an organization, we have a policy and a philosophy of feel the energy, right? Hands on is best. Let's touch and see, right? And I agree with that, and I prefer that method. Most of my senior students, and just like you guys, have been in Tai Chi and Chinese internal arts and Qigong and maybe even had some Nigong before for many years. And they found me because they were looking for the high level internal power training and Tai Chi information that I have and teach. We want to help many folks, including those who don't have a Tai Chi and internal arts background. And that's where this is kind of more coming from, is we're putting this out in front of people where they're like, ancient Chinese secret, the secret stuff of Tai Chi, whatever, man. And they're interested, or wouldn't put it in front of them, because we are doing the proper marketing things for that. But at the same time, we're talking to them about stuff that they've not heard of, that sounds kind of hokey when you don't know what it is, you know, just the ancient Chinese secret. And we're not saying it that way, but they're getting that kind of a take on it. And if you just talk about it in general, then they'd go like, I don't know what he's talking about. And so it's part of it is getting at least the initial how to relate to them and what they're going to respond to. And we've got that. And then With that, my question for you guys is, when you interact with folks who've never heard of what we do and or they don't believe that it's real, so maybe they've heard a little bit and they're going, I keep hearing these crazy things. I've got ways that I teach and introduce and interact and what I show, and in the workshops where it's not a certification workshop but an exposure, so that people can kind of see some of that and get some of that. What I want to ask you guys today is, how do you help folks know, see, experience that there's really something there, and to give them an idea of what that something is? Art, I didn't get you on the other question there, and you went and did your stuff, so I meant to come back to you. What were you going to say on the other question? Did you answer that or fully, or you got more?
Well, my first Kung Fu instructor was I felt very knowledgeable. I had no experience before my first Kung Fu instructor, before this man, but he learned from a Chinese gentleman who hadn't been an instructor before, and he said, I don't charge for this, except, you know, maybe a small fee if he was indoors and we had room rent. But he said he didn't charge, and he doesn't think that it should be charged. You know, he did have another job, of course, but
I like it. I really like it when people come at me with, man, you shouldn't charge for this. And I'm like, I do this 60 to 80 hours a week. And they're like, well, you should have a different job, not charge for it. So what you're really saying is they should have a different job, which means I got to cut this down to about 10 hours a week. And then you're going to want the information from me, and I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I'm too busy with all the other people who are getting it for free in my job. And so I really take great offense to it, because it's like, you go do anything you're going to do for 60 hours plus a week, and then let me tell you, you should be doing that for free and see what kind of response you're going to have. I'm talking about where it's what you do for work. And so anyway, sorry, go ahead. So there are people that have the attitude in some of the Chinese teachers, and I'm like, and then their normal response is, well, you should just teach less. Yeah, that's it. I should help the situation that has been going on up till now already, so that even fewer people have access to the stuff. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, he learned from a man who actually had a full-time job and said, well, this is a little off the subject, but I'd just like to add that he said, next time you learn, or if you learn from another teacher, find someone who does this full time. So, you know, maybe there'd be different financial arrangements, but
yeah, you have to be, you got to pay the bills, right?
So I had some instructors who maybe did not have the knowledge, but I felt what I was getting was good as far as form and principles. Mm-hmm. And while I was still looking, I guess, and I've been fortunate, and then I met you at the Push Hands workshop, and I realized this is excellent, and I wanted to pursue the clear push hands. So all good experience, to make it brief. Thank you.
Yeah, and then did you have experience with anybody who had the Fa Gong, the energy healing, non-contact? Yeah, and so that's one of those things that's been kept really secret, that I've been putting out there for over 20 years now. In fact, 20, closer to 25, that you can't hardly find most places. And like, even if you're really in you're seriously looking for it. And it's one of those things where it cost me a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of work to be able to get it. And so I charge for it appropriately, but I do teach it. And it's one of those things like we're talking about, where if you went looking for another teacher for it, go find one that really has it going on, like what you've learned from me. And I know you guys know this. It's just, there's not a lot of it out there. We're changing that, hopefully, but it's a process. Anyways, so then that next question is, how do you help folks know, see, experience the information, and that the information really is real, especially when some of the things we're talking about, and when they really are, when they're new to it, they don't have a way to relate to it. And even if you're telling them some of what we're doing just with the internal push hands for how we feel inside a person and sense things, and they're kind of going, that's kind of crazy. You know, how are you, so what kinds of things would you say, or is there anything, and I'm really looking not so much for like just our material, because obviously we do this, but is there anything you found that really helps you to do that? And so what kind of things? And I'm not necessarily wanting you to teach it, but to get into some explanation about what you're doing there so that people can get a sense of it.
The
first person, Terry. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, so many times I'll have students come in that have taken Tai Chi elsewhere, and or they've been doing yoga. That has been some of the most recent new students that have come in. And not to make fun, but I've taken, you know, a fair number of yoga classes over the years. And I've been teaching at a wellness center, just one class a week, in addition to all the other classes that I teach. And in doing that, I get to take any of the yoga classes I want there for free as an instructor. And there's a lot of lip service being paid. Okay, and I shouldn't do this, imitating the way someone speaks, but it's hard not to. Let your body root into the earth, you know, and they use these words and looking around the room and it's lip. Nobody has any clue what is root into the earth. They have no idea. And so I've gotten some of those yoga instructors to take my Tai Chi class. And to be perfectly honest, their bodies, they're more physically fit than me in many ways. They're lean and they can twist like a pretzel and all that sort of thing. But I touch them and bing, off they go with no effort at all. And they're the ones talking about roots and being relaxed and breathing and all that. And so their minds are typically blown when I say, well, this is what we do in Tai Chi. And it's not just follow along Tai Chi. And again, that's what everyone, not everyone, but lots of people think it is. So the Tai Chi students that come to me, they've been doing follow along Tai Chi with someone or something maybe a hair better than that. But just showing and explaining some of the nuances of some of the applications, they've never seen that before, let alone the main thing that I let people do, and that is put hands on my body. And I explained that right up front. I go, proper Tai Chi to be taught, you've got to have direct transmission with your teacher or maybe one of their senior students who has the skill. So if you're uncomfortable with that, I was going to tell you right now, this may not be the right class for you, but it's all going to be appropriate. Below the shoulder, above the waist, we're going to place hands on.
Let me ask you a question. Sometimes when you've got somebody that thinks they know already, I found that I am able to convey to them the way that you're talking about, and then their mind is blown because they have not experienced that before, and then they kind of go blank, and then there's like no more interaction with them. Have you experienced some of that, or how are you getting them to then go ahead and go, man, I need to do this, as opposed to they thought they knew it, they just found out they didn't. You're trying to help them to get some.
Okay.
And
the majority of those situations, and there have been some, yes, they do end up becoming my student. However, there are two people within the last year that have come to me that came from karate, and they were big dudes, and they thought they were tough, but they had... They have gone
because they were rugged guys for what most people think
well,
of.
Yeah, really bigger than me, big chesty dudes and all that. And why? And I asked, well, so why are you coming to me? Why are you interested in Tai Chi? Well, I had a heart attack or I had a hip replacement or I'm like, okay, well, great. And then they still haven't lost their old mentality, though, even though they've gone through those things. And I put hands on and I make extra careful to be super gentle. And when you move them with incredible ease, they just don't understand it. And those are the guys that did not come back.
Yeah.
Their mind was blown. Their ego couldn't handle it, whatever it was. And you would think that of all the people, they would really want that. Holy cow. I've been doing, the one guy owned a karate school for like 20 years. And he's coming to me and I'm going, oh, geez, you know, can I teach this guy? Well, yeah, I have plenty to teach him. But he ultimately, you know, I don't know. It's difficult. It's a difficult situation.
Yep. So I'm always looking for better ways to kind of reach out and help those people to get it and then to really want to study, you know, and do it. Because you can tell if they get into it, they're really going to be good at it. But it's... the bigger issue there coming, they came thinking they knew a lot already and that there aren't really any secrets. So it should be obvious. And then I've kind of got it already, or I'll pick it up like super, super quick. Cause you know, and it's like, actually you probably have more in your way to have to get to clear through in order to get it than the average person does. So
that's a good point.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.
Matt, I'm going to let you run this with the rest of the guys here for a minute. I have to go deal with stuff that has to do with my roof repair, for which I apologize. And then Matt will take you guys from here. So keep going. And Matt, make sure you say your piece on this too.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right.
I have people who are fairly new to Tai Chi or new to the feelings of energy. And I try to get them to relax more through various methods and exercises. And the next step I work with is to get them to feel that energy. Again, usually people feel the energy first in the hands, of course, whether holding a Tai Chi ball or doing the Tai Chi ruler or just standing in Wu Chi and then moving the hands. And I tell them that with Tai Chi, you want to have the feeling of energy that you have in your hands throughout your body. And you want to keep that with you while you do the form, which will help with the person's alignment and connectiveness to increase the energy throughout the body and build on it. And as a newer teacher with the clear instruction and working with the extra energy, I haven't with other individuals, except for one maybe, gone much beyond that. But as Harry mentioned, I introduced a hands-on and try to impress upon the person, not impress in a big way, but let them realize that there is this energy and it is transferable and can move from one person to the other for whether healing or moving the person in a push hands type scenario or potentially for self-defense in a higher application. But I don't work with that at this point with anyone. And I've really found the people receptive to this and realize it is something and are open to learning that. That is pretty much my work with new people and energy. So it's not at a very high level, but I can convey this in, well, introduce it and convey it and work with people. And I've had positive reaction to it.
Yeah, great. Cool. Okay. Well, I guess for my part, I will kind of keep it simple. I just find that a lot of different people, it just takes something different. Everybody has kind of set a threshold in their own head for what they're looking for as a benchmark of evidence that their teacher is going to, or that a new teacher is going to be able to give them something more than what they had, if they're looking for that. And a lot of people are not really looking for that, but they still have kind of an idea of, a skill set or something that would, something that might be very, very impressive that would get them interested in, you know, learning more and pursuing the art in a deeper way. And it's different for everybody. And what I find is that through training the Clear Tai Chi method, the level one actual Tai Chi curriculum, and then introducing the push hands kind of reasonably as early in that process as I can, and then going through the level one push hands curriculum, it becomes very clear. Well, not very clear, but it becomes clear eventually at some point what that is going to be for that person, for whoever it is, like what vein of, you know, this Tai Chi knowledge really is the most interesting or fascinating to them. And then what I try to do kind of from there is show them something that is about two good steps from where they are that is sort of impressive in that vein. And so it normally is very impressive to them because it's just far enough away from their skill level that it starts to have that sort of almost looks like magic kind of thing. But because it is only really two good steps away, it's easier to do what Greg was talking about earlier, which is to, you know, to teach them that, you know, get them on their way to that first step at least, and hopefully get them, you know, most of the way to that first step so that they can really see how the progression will play out and how that skill set really is attainable for them, even if they can't necessarily do it today. And I try to deliver it to them the same session if I can, but sometimes depending on what it is, it may take a little while. It may take them some practice. You know, it may take them a good amount of practice on a lower level skill set before they're really ready for that one. But I try not to have it be too much of a carrot dangled out in front of them kind of a situation. I really try to make it something that is very attainable, but that still has kind of a cool factor that's advanced enough, that's impressive. And then I find that most people, really it only takes doing that once or maybe twice before they kind of get it, that there is really a method here that works, and that, you know, that there is a logic to it and a flow to it, and that if they really apply themselves, the skill will build. And normally you only have to make that point, you know, you only really have to get that point across once before people start taking charge of their own training and they start to ask you the kinds of questions that, you know, that allow you as a teacher to then get into a lot more with them. But you do have to find that moment for them, and whatever that threshold is going to be, in whatever category you're going to find it in, they have to experience that at least once in, you know, as far as I can tell, as far as my students have, my history with my students has gone, that's what I have found, is that once they kind of have that moment, then, you know, it's open up the floodgates, and, you know, and then they want, you know, all of it, and they want more, and they want to know how much deeper the rabbit hole goes, but they have to experience that at some point along the way, and really see the key to that is not just getting them that cool factor, like, wow, this is, you know, super advanced stuff, but something where they really see that it is attainable, where they can really see that the training will get them there. And that's what I find works kind of the best for me. I know it's a little bit nebulous, but I try to give all my students that sort of personal attention so that I can kind of find those little details about what they are most interested in and what they most need, because Tai Chi is not a one size fits all art. And, you know, I don't teach it from a one size fits all perspective. I try to customize it to my students for where they're at and what they need, just as Sifu Clear has done for me, and, you know, for all of us, for all of the regional organizers. And it's built into the way that he teaches. And so I just try to model myself after that, and it seems to work.
Great.
So, I think Daniel had to run. And so, I don't know, was there anything else, Art or Harry, anything that you guys, wanted to add on this call? I don't know, that Sifu Clear had another, any other kind of follow-up than that, but, in terms of questions, but.
No, but thank you. I think a lot of good stuff was talked about today. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on explanations. Thank you.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you guys. I will look forward to seeing you both here very, very soon for the Tai Chi Fighting Workshop. In less than a week, we're going to be starting that. By the time anybody really, you know, sees this, but the regional organizers, it'll have already happened. Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.